Now, he's jumping on the line. He'll talk to you. He'll tell you all the details. You're going to love this. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Hello. Thank you for holding. My name is John. I'm the regional pricing director in your area. How are you doing today?
Good. And you?
Hey, not bad over here. Happy Taco Tuesday, I guess, huh? And am I speaking with another Jonathan here?
Yes.
All right. Pleasure to meet you, sir. So, Jonathan, I had Angela send over information to catch me up to speed a little bit. I see you've been in business for 3 years already, so congratulations with the establishment. We're going to make sure to help your business grow and get that brand exposure you're looking for, but we want to make sure that their calls are coming directly to you. All right, they're not going to go through us or some third party or anything like that. Now, we do want to make sure that those calls are quality calls. So I want to double down on this a little bit. Now, you're looking to target residential and some commercial work within about a 50-mile radius. Is that pretty accurate, would you say?
Yes.
All right. Just making sure because, again, we don't want calls coming through. You're going to waste your time calling you from out of state or something like that. You know what I mean? So now, this package runs perfectly with what you're looking for. It runs right at that 50-mile marker, okay? And you can narrow things down to specifics like counties, zip codes, cities. I mean, you name it, all right? So sky's the limit with that. Now, I'm sure you're going to love the pricing because Angela put in more than a 50% promotional rate for you. It's month-to-month, no contracts. You don't pay per click, call, job, lead, nothing like that. It's a flat rate. Cherry-pick as many calls and jobs as you like. All right, so before I jump into that, did you have any questions for me regarding the package itself, what's included, or how things work in general?
Well, yes. One of the questions is, so have y'all worked with similar companies like ours?
Like plenty, yes, sir. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, sir, plenty. Now, the only thing is, because – so we have a few rules that we have to abide by to keep our premier partnership with Google. All right, and we follow it very strictly. So the very first one is we're not working with anyone else that does what you do within your area right now. We had that position become available, which is why we're calling out to fulfill it. Now, I bring this up because once you do decide to join with the family here today, we cannot work with anyone else. We have to turn away the work. Within that 50-mile radius, we're solely going to be working with your company, keeping good communication alive so that way you're getting max results that you're looking for. Okay, so that's the very first thing. Now, like I said, we are month to month. So another thing is we have to make sure we are performing well, meaning you are actually on the first page of Google, right? Making sure you're getting a return on your investment. That way we keep, you know, our relationship strong for a long term. Does that make sense so far?
Yes.
Yes, sir. All right. So how we make sure this works very well for you is customers, they don't even have to know your business name. They type in, or whether it's on the phone, computer, any electronic, they say any of the services you provide, and as long as they're within your area, we make sure that you're one of the top recommended options for the customers to call you directly at that moment. All you got to do is make sure you're there to capture them at that time, right? Now, we don't stop at just being on the first page Google. We actually make sure you're not missing opportunities with other directories. So I do see you have a Yelp listing. That's great. We make sure to keep that alive, keep it up to date. Now, also, people may look on, I don't know, Bing or Yahoo even, right? So those are other directories that we will be listing you on as well, too. Okay. Question for you, though, Jonathan. You know, have you guys ever thought about doing any type of social media for the company, like Facebook or anything like that?
Well, for a brief moment when the company was barely opening, we did Facebook, but it's not something that was really profitable for us. Mainly Google Ads was one of the things that was working better for us. Facebook,
okay.
Not really, because most of our jobs were coming from either contractors hiring us for their jobs and their projects, and most of it was coming from Google. And currently, I opened the Yelp business account because I also realized that a lot of people that I work with use Yelp to kind of figure out, you know, what's the best fence company around or what's the most convenient for them, all that stuff. But Facebook was really something that I tried, and
okay.
I was not getting a lot of customers.
Not impressed with it. Okay. So here's the thing. If you tried something before and it didn't work, I don't want to have you wasting your money. I'll put it like that. You know, Now, when you did ads, were they target marketing ads, or were they just an ad putting out there?
Well, it was mainly, well, what exactly do you mean by targeting?
Targeted. Okay. So if I was to have a business right now, right, or let's just put it yours. You have your business and you have your Facebook business page, and going through Facebook, they allow you to make an ad, right? And with that ad, they say, hey, what's your service radius? Where would you like to throw it? Okay, great. But that's just throwing it out there to anyone in that area. Where target marketing ads is what we do for the Facebook ads. So if a customer looks you up on Google or looks up services on Google or these directories and they don't reach out to you, if they go on Facebook after that, that's when those ads will pop up on their feed. So it's reminders, right? That way you're not over budgeting yourself. It's already included in the package and it's going to customers that are really looking for your services and they're in your area. So it's more targeted to those people rather than just shooting in the dark, hopefully landing something. Does that make sense?
Yes. No, yeah, because mm-hmm. I wasn't doing that.
Okay. So that is an option for you. Now, I just want to put it as an option for you because I could tell, you had a sour taste from having Facebook ads in the past there. What I can do is give you two options for, the packages then. Okay. One package has Google ads already included, local directories, okay. The whole shebang, right? The other package does not have Google ads, but it has the target marketing Facebook ads. Okay. Now, when it comes to these ads though, for both packages, you'll have a team that's available for you Monday through Friday. Okay. They're always going to be available. They're not open on weekends, from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. your time, just to make sure to keep those ads up to date. Okay. If you want to change it out, let them do it, right? Because they're good at what they do and you're paying for a service, utilize them first off, right? You'll also have a tracking system that way you can see and keep track of all your analytics to say, all right, this ad worked very well during this time of the year. Let's do it again. Or, hey, this one didn't work out so well. Let's swap it out with this ad instead. You see what I'm saying? So it comes with communication with our team. So that way we're getting you max results you're looking for. So for option number one for Google ads, month to month, this is what the promotion put in there for you. Okay. So both packages, you're saving more than 50% off. Okay. For Google ads, it's $449 month to month. Out of the $449, $300 of those dollars are already going to go to your ad spend of Google ads. Okay. So you're not only going to be in the local map section, you'll also have your ads right above it. So no matter what, your customers are going to see it. All right. Now that gets done within the first 7 to 14 days. That's how fast we move with those ads on there. Okay. You could change out your keywords at any time. The other option is the Facebook ads. So same thing. You have tracking system, team available, local map section, and the target marketing ads for Facebook. Now that running monthly is $249 month to month, and $100 of those dollars are already going to go to your ad spend on Facebook. Like I said, you have two options on there. You tell me what fits better for you and your business though.
Well, one of the things that I want to mainly focus on would be Google Ads, anything related with Google.
Okay, perfect. And I think that's a smart choice, to be honest, because in my eyes, I mean, first off, I've done this for a long time, but two, who doesn't use Google, right? I mean, it's built in your phone when you buy it, and people are going to be seeing you. The more they see you on Google and the more conquering of that page, the more likelihood of them to think to call you first, when they need you. So I think that's a smart choice in my eyes. Now, again, this is month to month on there. And, in order to get things started, Jonathan, I need to make sure I have everything correct because we do it by the book. We're a premier partner with Google. We have to abide by Google rules on here. So before I get started with anything, Jonathan, is this something you're ready to go ahead and move forward with then?
Yes.
Okay. Beautiful. So I got to ask, man, because it intrigues me every time I meet another Jonathan. Do you spell it with an H or no H?
Oh, with an H.
Do you? All right. And then, Jonathan, is your last name Sanchez, like the business?
Yes. Yes, correct.
Okay. Perfect. Now, I want to make sure, even after payment here today, Jonathan, I want to make sure I stay on the phone with you because I want you to see your invoice through text and email. What is the best email I could send that invoice to?
So the best email would be Jonathan. 157680@gmail.com.
All right, perfect. And is this the best phone number for our team to reach out to you, ending with the 9340?
No, the best phone number would be 281-650-1660.
All right, perfect. Is that a cell phone number or?
Yeah, cell phone number.
Okay, okay. Now, which number would you like your customers to reach out to? The cell phone or to the 93? But this one. Okay, cool. All right, gotcha. Perfect. And so my system is saying, maybe I'm spelling it incorrectly. Johnathan 157680@gmail. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Maybe my system is just showing a little incorrect here. All right. Now, this part is for Google, so I can't mess this up. If I have any type of misspelling or anything like that, it could prolong things. I don't want that to happen to you. So correct me if I'm wrong. I got the business name as just Sanchez Access. Is there anything else that's included on that? Okay.
No, that's it.
Okay. Now, for the business address, what address would that be?
So for the business address, we mainly don't that's one of the things that I don't want to show because it's not really a our business is mainly from home, so I get the service call, I get there. We don't have like an actual business location other than
that's
one
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So perfect. That's actually optional. So as long as to get it verified through Google though, you definitely have to have a physical address to get verified, but it does not mean you have to showcase it. I'm already putting notes on the account not to show that. So that's okay.
Yeah, if I'm mistaken, I think I already verified through Google my business.
Okay. And again, so verification on there, perfectly fine. I am looking at it. You're verified. But the only thing is, in order to have it as an account here, I have to have a physical address for them. They will ask us on that. Okay. Just making sure you understand that. I totally get it. And I'm putting notes already on the account there. Do not show physical address. I have stars next to it. Okay. So, what would that physical address be though that I need to put in there?
The physical address would be 12119 Seashore Drive, Houston, Texas, zip code
77072. Okay, 77072. Got it. All right. Bada bing, bada boom. Okay. Now, far as, let me see here, I think, is a seashore one word or is it going to be two words? Really two, huh?
Yeah,
that blew my mind.
Two words.
Right? Yeah, I was like, hey, come on, that's confusing. All right. So let me go ahead and pull this here. Okay. Now, like I said, for this package, our team is going to be working heavily on this, so we want to make sure they're in good communication with you. They want to introduce themselves to you to go over how often you want those ads to look. They want to show you how to maneuver through your tracking system. That way you can see all your analytics and know exactly what to do and what's happening, what's not. Now, for that, we do ask for like an hour window. Do you have – I can set that up as early as tomorrow if you wanted to, though, but what day and what time works best for you?
It would be it could be either Thursday or Friday, in this case February 1st or 2nd, and it could be at any time, preferably in the morning.
Preferably morning? Okay. What I could do is I always suggest earlier the better, so that way they're working on things right away, because any time that could be a missed opportunity, you know what I mean? So let's set up for Thursday, February 1st, and then they are kind of call from California, okay? So they're going to be 2 hours ahead before you. And so what I could do is I could set it up for, if it's right with you, right around 10 a.m., actually, you know what?
Yeah.
I have it even earlier for 9 a.m. if you'd like.
Yeah, that's fine. 9 a.m. is fine.
Okay. And so it'll be 9 to 10. Let me do this. I'm going to send you a Google invite, And I'm going to send that same invite over to our team. That way, all you need to do is just hit yes on your side, and they're going to hit yes on their side to show you that they're committed to this meeting. Okay, so give me 2 seconds here. And that way, you also have a second form of contact for me, okay? I'm going to say okay. Email is the best way to contact me because it's a call center for me, on my end over here. All right, let's see here. Boom. I just sent it now. Let me know once you got it. That way I can know if I have... Oh, I definitely sent it to an incorrect email. What is going on here? 157680@gmail. Okay, how about this? I'll do it this way. I'm going to shoot you a text so you have our phone number so you can save it as well. I'm going to say this is John, okay?
Okay.
It's Local Splash. And this is the phone number. I want you to save it as Local Splash for me, okay?
Okay.
Boom. Okay, I just sent that to you now.
Okay, got it.
All right. And if you could send me shoot me a text of the email, that would be great.
Yeah, of course.
Thank you. And I'm going to put a reminder for them right now, too. Let's see here.
Okay, I already sent the email.
Beautiful. Oh, okay. So you have the H in there, but not in the front. Okay, so you do spell it like me. All right. Unique. I love it. All right, sorry. I'm all for it, man. All right, cool. Let me go ahead and put this in here, though. Boom. And we have 4:09 a.m. your time. Boom. Okay. Let me go back. Pow. Pow. And let's see if this one works here. I just copied and pasted, so it better work now. I'm usually horrible with spelling, so appreciate your patience. All right. Okay, I'm sending it now. Let's see if you get it this time.
Okay.
Man, I think this is sent right back to me, too.
Okay,
I swear, copied and pasted.
I just got it.
Oh, you got it?
Yeah.
Wow, interesting. Okay. Again, don't do anything further than hitting yes, though, please. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right. And then, oh, I got it. Yeah. That is so weird. I got it back and everything, too. That is wild. Let me make sure.
I have, there's two boxes here that says to click yes on. The first one is just with the date and the name. And then the second one is,
Was it two separate emails?
Well, yeah, two separate emails. One of them, like I said again, it just has the date, John Seo, and then it has invites, John Seo, Jonathan Sanchez, and client interview. And then the second one is more specific. It says Thursday, February 1st, 1:24, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Central Time,
okay.
Chicago.
Okay. Well, here's the thing. Whichever one you already clicked yes to is the one that is the correct ones, because I have it. Yep. So that's the best email there. JSEO@localsplash.com. Okay. Now, the next part here, I'm going to make sure that saves that way just in case. Okay, there we go. All right, so the next part here, this is all for Google. Now, I don't want you to say like you're married to everything here, okay? This is all completely modified. You can modify it any time. I'll put it this way.
Yeah.
You're paying for a service for us to help you. Let our team do it. Okay, because it can get complicated sometimes. So, as far as your hours of operations, I do see on Google that you're open from 6:30 a.m. to 7:30, Monday through Friday, and then Saturday 7 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Did you want to keep that the same, or did you want to change that up?
I'm going to change that up.
Okay. What do you got?
So for Monday through Thursday, the hours would be from 8 a.m. all the way to 5 p.m.
Okay.
And then on Fridays, it will be same 8 a.m. However, it will be from 8 a.m. all the way to 3:30.
3:30, okay. And then do you have anything up for Saturday as well or no?
Saturday and Sundays were closed.
Okay, got it. And then you mentioned that you want the customers to reach out to the other phone number ending with the 9340, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Do you want them to also be able to email you or just a phone call?
Email as well is fine.
Yeah, okay. Got it. I'll put that in there. And as far as your service radius, like I mentioned, this can go up to 50 miles out if you really need it to. And you can narrow things down. So did you want me just to put it at the 50-mile marker and see what you land for there and then kind of condense it to specific zip codes later, or do you want to put that in now?
I guess I want to put that in now.
Okay, let's do it. What do you got?
All right, so okay, so one of them would be the zip code 77008.
Okay. Wait, 77008, you said, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, another one would be
77027. Okay. I know I'm putting you on a spot, man, but I just want to rather. The more I have in here now, I'm going to send this over to our team today, right? And that way when they speak to you on Thursday, they're not starting from scratch. So like you have to repeat yourself and everything. They're just going to confirm things and then give you an opportunity, I guess, to say, hey, we forget to add this or take this off. Kind of gives you that time, you know what I mean? So, again, yeah. We'll go over all this again, but I just want to make sure they're not calling you saying, hey, I don't know anything about you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, one more zip code would be 77024.
Okay, I'm putting it in. And then the next part. Oh, wait, is that good for now, or do you want to add more?
Well, for the meantime, we'll say it's good for now, but does it only work through zip codes, or can I also as well add the 55-mile radius?
Oh, I put both already. Yeah, I put all three zip codes, and then I put 50 miles out in parentheses as well next to it. And I didn't forget, I also put in this right here, the special notation to make sure your physical address is not being shown. So I don't forget my promises, okay?
okay, perfect.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Now,
I'm going to add one more. Sorry, I'm going to add one more, and that'll be it.
Sure, that's okay. You have as many as you want. What do you got?
Okay, it will be 77005, and that's it.
Okay, awesome. Again, we'll bring that up, so that way in case we forgot any or you want to take things off or make some modifications, you're more than welcome to do that, okay? Next part for you on this is how do you accept payment from your customers? Do you do cash only? Do you accept Zelle, check, credit card, debit?
Well, we accept all the above.
All of both, okay. What about Venmo or Cash App or anything like that?
Venmo and Cash App are no.
Okay, got it. And The next part, I'm pretty sure I already saw this, but I have to ask. So your business is licensed and insured, correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And now, as far as your website, I'm looking at it right now. Let me ask you this, because we do websites as well, all right? I like your website because it's straight to the point. You get your quote, you have your thing, you have testimonials. You'd be surprised at how many people that do not put with testimonials, and it works magic. So take my hat off to you. Is this something that you can use some help with?
Yeah, I would like to make it a little bit better.
Okay.
Something more smooth.
So we do build websites, but that is an extra cost for that. With the promotional rate for this, though, it brings it down from $299 setup fee on that. It's a one-time payment. It drops all the way down to $99. You can if you like. You don't have to, but I just want to throw that out there for you.
Yeah, that would be good.
Okay. So I'll go ahead and add this in here. You own that domain, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So I'll make sure to put that in here. Because I don't want the customers to be confused. That's very important. We want to make sure if they're already searching and finding this website, that it's easy to find. So that's very important. All right, so let me go ahead and put that here.
Well, the thing with the domain is that it was mainly created through Google Web Pages, but I know they're going to shut down that service. So at that point,
okay. Let our team know on that one. They're I build websites myself, but that's not my department. I'm going to leave it in their hands on that one. But you will only pay that one time fee of $99 for the life of you being with us. There will never be another additional cost for that. Okay. So
okay.
You already have our phone number. We will set up a security question and answer. Anytime we call in, we will only ask that security question. We will never give you out your answer. Okay. That way you know it's really us and we know if we're talking to you. Just don't forget your own answer, okay? I don't want you locked out of your own account. All right. I joke around about it, but oh my gosh, I've actually seen it happen. So now for the next part here, the next part is your bread and butter. The services that you want to be found for. Now I know you have quite a few, but I don't want to make you feel like, oh man, I gotta put everything in now. That's okay. The more we have, the better. But they will ask that again on Thursday. But I do have, like, from your website, phone system, gate operating, installation, and repairs, gate, metal fence fabrication, repairs, and installation for that as well. Is there anything else I could be missing or you would like to add in there?
No, that will be it.
All right, awesome. And then I'm going to go ahead and send this over to them right now. Give me 2 seconds. And then the next part we'll do is what we call is a voice verification. I'm not accepting a no from an answer for an answer from you because it is a protection added form of protection for you.
Yeah.
Okay. So everything will be recorded. We'll make sure I'm going to put the pricing in there, including the website price as well too. So that way you're grandfathered in. You don't have to worry about that. You have under recording. And then that number that I texted you from, the 877 number, you will hear me bring that up again. That's the number to call. It is voice activated. You could say website, billing, client support, anything of that nature. There will be a team available to go ahead and assist you from there, okay? So we'll bring that up in just a minute here. All right, so give me 1 second here. I always mess up on dates, man. I always still put 2023 still. I don't know if you do the same, but I just can't get used to it.
Yeah, I do the same.
Right? Okay. I'm like, man, I'm messing this up every time. All right. I fixed it. Don't worry. boom. Okay. All right. So I'm going to hit record. I will ask a few questions at the beginning, try to answer as clearly as possible. If you have questions or any concerns, just ask away and stop me in my tracks because that's what I'm here for. All right. I want to make sure you're taken care of. So without further ado, I'm going to get started. Here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Sanchez Access.
Perfect. And please state your name and title within the business.
Jonathan Sanchez, co-owner.
Perfect. And, of course, you're authorized to enter on this agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
All right. And, of course, you're an authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Correct.
All right. To get results as fast as possible, it's important you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to local Splash. I'm going to hit pause on that part. So, Jonathan, that's where we're going to set up that security question and answer afterwards, okay? I don't want you falling for any traps out there. Unfortunately, there are people out there like that, okay? So I'll make sure you're taken care of. All right. I'm going to continue. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
All right. And last question. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
All right. So your initial payment, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today on January 30th in the non-refundable amount of only $548, which is including your website package, one-time deal, okay? One-time payment.
Okay.
When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the same day of the 30th of every month in the amount of only $449. It'll be recurring $449 from there on. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at the 877 number that I texted you from. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. Beautiful. As promised, man, I just want to make sure you have everything in the recording there, okay? Now, we're on the last 2 parts, man, I promise. So, next part is your security question. You have 3 choices. You can make up any answer you want. Just don't forget it. So, we have mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Okay, I would choose the city I was born in.
Okay. Again, this will never change. So, what would that answer be?
Houston.
All right. Perfect. And I'm going to go ahead and put this in. Again, we will never give that answer out, okay? If you feel like there's red flags and they're asking for questions and they don't even know your security question, hang up the phone and call the 877 number. They will ask that security question, okay?
Okay.
All right, last part here. Far as the card that we're using today, is it just your first and last name on there, or is there a middle initial as well?
It's going to be my dad's business card.
Oh, your dad's business card. Okay. Yeah. Is it his name on there, though?
Yes, his name is in there.
Okay, so I want to go to do this. On the account, our rule is we have to, whoever's paying for it, whoever's name is on that card, has to be the account holder. But I could put you as an authorized user, obviously, but he would need to sign the terms and conditions on that invoice on there. Okay, is there any way he'll be able to do that? Okay, I just want to make sure. Okay, because I don't want, last thing, I don't have the greatest relationship with my father, so I use his card. Like, what happened? All right, what's his name, though?
His name would be George, J-O-R-G-E, Sanchez.
Okay, perfect. And the billing to that card, is it just the same as we have, the 12119 Seashore?
Yes.
Okay. And what kind of payment method are we using today?
Visa.
A Visa, okay. And give me 2 seconds here, I'll update this. Okay, now for security purposes, I can't repeat these numbers out loud, but I'm ready for the card number when you are.
Okay. 4259 0900 1786 9018.
Awesome. And the expiration date on that?
The 0227.
All right. And last but not least, the security code.
The security code is 881.
Okay, perfect. And before I process any payment, I know you've been super patient with me already. I just want to refresh the account 3 different times. I want to make sure that promotional rate stays the same in our systems because it's a really nice promotional rate. Okay. So give me a second here. Okay, one last time. All right, We're looking good. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and process the payment for only $548. Please stay on the phone with me. I like to keep to my promises. I want you to see your invoice, okay? Give me 2 seconds here. All right, and processing it now. Let me know once you receive a text or an email, and then that way I can direct you to see everything for yourself. Now, Jonathan, is George there with you, though, or is he not in reach?
No, yes, he's here with me.
Oh, he's here with you. Okay, beautiful. I just went through on my side. Let me know once you get something there. Okay. Should come through, if it's an email, I'll say local splash initial invoice. And if it's the text, it should be showing. Yeah, let me just refresh. Maybe that might help to send it quicker. All right.
Okay, I got it through text.
Okay, beautiful. In that text message, there's a spot where the link that says click here to accept your subscription terms or something like that.
Okay, yep.
All right, perfect. Here. So when you're in there, this is your breakdown of everything we discussed. Okay, and in case if you ever decide to upgrade your package later down the road, please let me know, okay, because I can apply the same promotional rate to the other packages. You'll never have to pay the normal rates, okay? But you'll see in there everything we discussed as far as Google Ads, $300 are going towards your ads already, everything we spoke about is in there. Take your time reading through it. At the bottom, once you realize everything is in there is two checkboxes everyone misses. You need to click that. But I need to make sure that your father is there to print. He's going to type in his name there, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, just making sure. Okay. Let me know where it takes you next. If you have questions, let me know.
Okay.
How we doing here?
Okay. Vas a necesitar firmada aquí tu nombre para la confirmación del. Ajá, okay.
Just want to let you know I'm still here with you. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't want you to think I hang up on you.
There's one thing though.
Yeah, what's up?
Which is not an issue right now, but I don't know if it's gonna be an issue on y'all's end. I saw that you misspell George.
Oh man. Okay, let me change that up. Did I miss an E or something?
No, it will be a J instead of a G.
Oh, okay, got it. All right, let me change that right now. Update. Okay. And update. Okay, if you exit out and come back into it, it should have that name changed right correctly there. Mm-hmm.
All right, perfect. All right, excellent.
I still see the G.
Get out of here. Are you serious? Here, let me see if I can switch this. I wonder why I didn't switch it out. Is it G-O-R-J-E?
Is J-O-R-G-E.
Okay. Third time's a charm, man. I got you. All right, hold on 1 second. Update.
Mm-hmm.
And okay, and let me change it right here. Bada bing, bada boom. Okay, give it a shot now. Let's see.
Okay. Yes.
Hey. All right. Perfect.
Okay, there we go. It's signed.
Perfect. And so just to make sure, where did it take you next here?
It took me to it says username and password.
Perfect. All right. That's your dashboard. So obviously I have the login and password for it, but right now if you logged in, it'll be nothing in there. We didn't work on it yet. So by Thursday, when our team calls and reaches out to you, they will go over that. They'll give you the login and password for it. So that way they can show you how to maneuver through your tracking system and keep track of all of your analytics, okay?
Okay.
Now, last thing I need to do, if you don't mind, is George there with you? I just want to make sure he gives permission to go ahead and move forward with this. And, you know, I'm not sure if he's there with you still.
No, he left. But if y'all need the phone number, I can go ahead and give it to you.
Okay. That's all right. I just want to make sure that he was able to sign that part, because that's very important. I can't have somebody else sign it for him, you know what I mean?
Oh, no, yeah, no, no, that was him.
All right. Okay, perfect. Just want to make sure. All right, partner. Well, hey, listen, Jonathan, congratulations. Mm-hmm. Welcome to the family here at Local Splash, and we will talk to you guys on Thursday. If for any reason you guys need to reschedule by any chance, please let our team know. They'll go ahead and happy to accommodate for that, all right?
Okay, thank you.
All right, you're most welcome, man. All right, we'll talk to you later, okay?
Perfect, thank you very much.
You're most welcome. All right, take care. Bye-bye.
Good morning.